In Belgium, a national strike has begun against the new government's austerity policies, affecting both international and domestic air and train links. The strike will widen to bus, tram, and metro services, as well as schools, businesses, factories, and government offices throughout Belgium on Monday. The energy minister of the United Arab Emirates says OPEC is willing to push the oil price to $40 a barrel. Now, some ministers say OPEC has no fear of oil prices falling to that level. This as the price has crashed to a new five-year low of $62. Palestinian officials are presenting a draft resolution to the United Nations Security Council in an attempt to set a two-year deadline demanding Israel withdraw from occupied territories. A senior member of the Palestinian Liberation Organization says the proposal will be discussed at the Security Council on Wednesday. Japan's ruling coalition has won a resounding victory in lower house elections, firming up Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's hold on power. Japanese media reports that Abe's Liberal Democratic Party has won a two-thirds majority. Abe has tried to revive the economy by raising public spending and printing money. And thousands of Hungarians gather outside parliament to protest against corruption, austerity measures, and the deteriorating social welfare. Rallies against Prime Minister Viktor Orban's government have been held regularly over the past 2 months. The protesters are also angered by the luxury living standards of the politicians accused of corruption. An American citizen who had illegally entered North Korea has now denounced the United States' policies and human rights conditions. During a presser in Pyongyang, Arturo Pierre Martinez hit out at the U.S. police violence and abuses at Guantanamo Bay Prison. Martinez thanked North Korean officials for having pardoned him. Now, at least 11 people have been killed in a fire at a karaoke bar in northern China. The fire broke out soon after midnight in Henan province. A total of 35 people have been sent to the hospital. Now, the cause of the blaze is being investigated. And that is your news in brief.